listening to Fidget Kids, and it's gonna be awesome.
So stay tuned.
And if you're wondering who Fidget Kids are,
we are students from 34 Reggio from Collingwood College.
Here are some highlights from our interviews.
And a big thanks to 3CR and the Yarra Council.
Hi, I'm Nina.
Hi, I'm Heidi.
Hi, I'm Lottie.
Hi, I'm Imran.
Hi, I'm Isaac.
And we're from Collingwood College.
Have you ever had stage fright?
Well, no. I mean, I think as I've sort of taken the band more seriously, not so much stage fright, but I'm just really feel okay. I really want to put in the best show I possibly can, you know, not just cruising and think it's all a piece of cake.
Yeah, I never used to get nervous as a drummer in all the other bands, but when really interrupted perform, you never know what's going to happen.
Or I just want to do the best I possibly can, and with me, it's the best, I want to do the best I possibly can.
Yeah, so that's why we get a little bit nervous. I wouldn't say stage fright as
no,
such.
No, stage fright is the type of nervous where, oh, I think I'm going to muck this up. It's not a fear of failure.
I know.
It's a want for success.
Hi. Where?
Heidi.
Nina.
Lottie.
And Trevor.
And we're going to ask you some questions.
Oh, that's good. Let's go.
Who was in the spooky cell and why do dogs not go in it?
Sounds as though you know quite a bit about the jail, because that was one of my jobs there. I had to do ghost tours at night. And, you know, it's a spooky place at night. It's dark and you sometimes see little movements in there which you think, I wonder what that is. And sometimes it's the cat from the university who's got in the jail. But sometimes we can't explain those things. And there is a cell there which has a great history of weird things happening. And one day, when I was in the jail, a blind man came into the jail with a seeing eye dog. And the dog took him into every cell that was in the jail. But when it came to cell 17 on the first floor, the dog wouldn't go in there.
Isn't 17 an unlucky number?
I don't know. I hope not, because that's the date of my birthday.
Oh, no, it's 13.
13's yes. An unlucky number, yeah. Phew, yes.
That would have been too many circumstances.
That's right.
Hi, my name's Clem.
Hi, my name's Juno.
Hi, my name is LJ.
Hi, my name's Sabrine.
Hi, my name's Mahmoud.
Hi, my name's Hussein.
And we're from Collingwood College!
It's very cool, actually. I like it.
Thank you.
Are you good at running?
I think I'm okay at running. I suppose maybe not as good as at walking, though, as I am at walking.
But you got tackled?
Do I get tackled? No. So no tackling in walking events.
Do you ever want to give up?
Well, yes, I think some days were really hard. Some training sessions were very difficult. And then some days you would have bad races and you'd think, oh, I don't want to do this anymore. But then that's normal as well to have those feelings. And then you just keep going. And I had a lot of good people surrounding me. So my friends were always really encouraging.
Hi, we are LJ, Juno, and Clem.
Hello.
And we are very interested in your job.
This is cool.
Why is it so hard to say ethicist?
Ethicist.
Ethicist.
I think there's a lot of like and in that word. It is a hard word to say. Ethics is easy.
Do we treat animals fairly?
Yes, we do. So we do testing on animals
at the University of Melbourne, so that's where I work. But we've got animal welfare officers. So those guys are trained vets, and they make sure that any research that's done on animals is by, you know, by law, and that there's no sort of more harm done to them than necessary. So we've got vets there always looking after them, making sure that they're well fed, they're housed properly, but it is critical and at times essential to have testing in animals when we're developing things like vaccines and stuff like that.
Hi, I'm Makeda.
Hi, I'm Oliver.
Hi, I'm Sol.
Hi, I'm Haley.
Hi, I'm Jolene.
Hi, I'm Daniel.
And we're from Collingwood College.
What's it like in a rock band or band?
It's really fun, particularly in Imperial Leather, because that's a group of three of my best female friends. So it's really nice to get together and do something with our time. Like, we don't just chat, we make music, and we're in a creative relationship together. So it's something that's very satisfying and enjoyable. And then when you get up on stage and you perform for your other friends or strangers, it's a really empowering and exciting thing to do. And it's very cathartic. And by cathartic, I mean it, I don't know, it helps release some energy and connect you with other feelings in yourself that you find difficult to express. So it's brilliant, and I highly recommend it.
Okay, so question one. I know a lot of artists, if they make a mistake in their work, they just scrap the entire thing and then just start from scratch again. Do you do that, or do you fix up the mistake or use a rubber or something, or wait if you make a mistake?
Personally, I prepare myself to just keep going with whatever I have, because first of all, there is some wastage of materials and time and energy to creating entirely new one. That's first one. And then secondly, I don't think the mistake itself is very negative. So you have this idea of, I wanted to create something very specific, but then while you're creating it, it actually changes the form, and it actually goes kind of outside of your imagination. So I think I take that mistake as kind of a creative way that actually it leads me, rather than like I try to do as everything as planned.
My name is Ollie.
Hello, Ollie.
In your comic, The Family Budget Plan, why does the person shave their hair and put a plant on the drone?
I'm not 100% sure, actually, Ollie. But that comic, I created that during the lockdown time, basically. So during the lockdown, imagine like one family stuck in the one house, and they get really like emotionally intensive with each other, like fighting each other. And then at first, they started with really like boring everyday life, and then suddenly there is fight, and then it actually creates interesting like kind of a feeling and emotions, and then you get quite honest to each other. And then since the mother character exploded, like, I'm so angry about everything, and then she speak out that, and then she started, okay, now what, now maybe we can change something about, maybe I can just shape it because I wanted to.
Hi, my name is Rita.
My name is Amila.
My name is Aisha.
My name is Fuad.
And my name's Hasit.
And we're from Collingwood College.
Hi, I'm Hasit.
Hi, I'm Fuad.
We would like to ask you questions. My question is, what is your job?
Kia ora, I'm Ja. My job, at the moment, I'm at Yarra City Council. I'm the public art officer. So I commission artists to either paint murals, make sculptures, do all sorts of art stuff in public space. And I also curate international street art festivals back in my home country of New Zealand.
Okay. Do you like your job?
I love my job. It's really cool. Get to meet a lot of cool people, a lot of amazing artists, talented people, and also get to work with young kids like you guys and youth as well, which is really enjoyable too.
Hi, we are Aisha,
Amila,
Rita.
Hello.
Were you interested in soccer as a child?
Oh yeah, I'm from Brazil. So I think as soon as I was able to stand up, I was given a soccer ball. So I love soccer.
Why do you like playing soccer?
I think it's a really nice team sport. I like that you have to work together as a team to achieve, you know, winning the games. And yeah, it's quite physical. I like to run.
Did you like cooking when you were younger?
I loved cooking. My dream was to be a chef. And ever since I was able to kind of reach the table, I was always chopping stuff and helping mum to cook. Yeah, I love to eat as well.
Can you please tell us about Free to Feed? How many people have you given food?
Cool. Free to Feed is a social enterprise. So we're a non-for-profit and we basically work with asylum seekers and refugees through paid employment and championing their skills and championing their recipes through cooking classes. We've fed many, many people who have attended our classes.
What is your favourite dish to make?
Ooh, it's very hard because I do love to cook, but in the north of Brazil, where some of my family is from, we do this beautiful fish stew that's called moqueca, and every time I eat or cook that, it reminds me of that time spent there, so that's one of my favourites.
Okay.
Hi, my name's Samir.
Hi, my name's Yahya.
Hi, my name is Miguel.
Hi, my name is Arlo.
Hi, my name is Asante.
Hi, my name is Saro.
And we're from Collingwood College.
Why do you paint face? Why don't you paint bodies?
I like to focus on the face because it has an amazing amount of emotion that you can kind of, you can tell a whole story with someone's face. And as humans, we can recognize like the tiniest little kind of change on someone's face and read so much more into that. And I think it's interesting to play with those little details.
So what sort of paints do you use?
I often just go to Bunnings and get some mist tints, which are the ones they've mixed for someone else, and they're the slightly wrong colour, but I'm not too fussy about what colour I get, and they're a bit cheaper, which is really, really handy, so you can get more paint. So I often use cheap paint is what I like, and that's just, you know, regular house paint a lot of the time. And I put it on a brush and a roller.
What are you doing next?
What am I doing next? Well, I just finished a project where I got to build a mini golf course, which was really fun. And so the next projects I have are some graphic design jobs. So some t-shirt designs and some packaging for a food takeaway place that's happening in Sydney. When you get your souvlaki, it's wrapped in a paper that has the logo and design all over it. So I'm getting to design all of that and the menus and signs and things like that. So every day is something different.
Cool. Really cool.
It's super cool.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you guys very much. Thank you. Best of luck with the podcast.
Hello, I am Hamdi.
Greetings, people. I am Matthew.
My name is Fatima.
Hi, everyone. My name is Zara.
My name is Imala.
Hi, my name is Ilhan.
Hi, my name is Shamayel.
Hi, my name is Lena.
And we're from Collingwood College!
You might have given this away already, but what do you make your jewels out of?
What with from what material? The material. Oh yeah, I make with. You see the wire.
So these wire. Do you actually use jewels in your jewelry?
Oh, like a jewels means like a stones or beads or crystals. Yeah, I use all kind of materials. My first materials was also how I told you I recycle a lot of wire and also recycle seeds. Instead of buying crystals or things, I go to the bush and pick some seeds and make stuff with the seeds and also go to the beach, pick some seashells and make stuff with those. A lot of my first years was recycling a wire. I'm recycling also other beads, and now I buy stones and small beads. Yeah.
Did you make the ring you have on your finger?
Yeah, I make it this gesture. That's because I bring it.
It looks very beautiful.
Thank you. I just make a gesture there.
What is your favorite rap that you wrote?
Oh, that's a good question. I think one of my favorite raps is one that I wrote called Black Girl Magic, which I wrote for my little sibling about, I guess, not seeing yourself represented in media when you're growing up as a kid, as a black kid, and I guess seeing a lot of stuff in magazines and stuff about one kind of beauty being always portrayed as like being skinny or being, you know, pale skin, being white. So I wrote that song to kind of talk to my little brothers and sisters about being really proud of who you are inside and where you're from and your culture, and that's really beautiful.
Blacker the berry, sweeter the fruit, we're not for your consumption, but we're looking cute. Blacker the berry, sweeter the fruit, we're not for your consumption, but we're looking cute.
That's nice. That's really
nice. No worries.
This is a lot of topic, but I'm very flexible.
Are you? I'm actually really flexible too.
She can do this. She can do
cool.
I can do a cartwheel.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
Thank you for coming, really.
It's our pleasure.
Pleasure, I was like, yeah, thank you.
So, yeah, thank you.
Well, I think that's all.
Thank you for the questions.
Different.
Cool. Really cool.
It's super cool.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you guys very much. Best of luck with the podcast.
And the last one, this month, is thank you for speaking with us.
You are most welcome. Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, thank you for coming.
Thanks for coming too.
You too.
Thank you for coming.
That's all we've got to say now.
And a big thanks to 3CR and the Yarra Council.